Welcome to the Nigerian Law Student Companion. Today we'll be discussing on the Nigerian Law of Contract. And the Nigerian Law of Contract is especially significant because it is the only branch of law which allows the party the freedom to make their own rules. So today we'll be discussing on what it means when people say they are entering into a contract or they are entering into an agreement with someone else, which includes the nature of contracts, the element of contract, and what contract entails generally. So contract is an agreement which can be written, which can be oral, which can be partly oral, or which can be partly written, and which can also be by the conduct of the parties. Generally, in our daily activities, we make contracts with people, whether we do it consciously or we do it unconsciously. And for there to be a contract, there must be an agreement. And an agreement under contract can also mean a consensus ad idem, which means that there's a meeting of minds. The two parties meet together on a particular term just to make a contract. Therefore, consensus ad idem means the meeting of minds, and the two parties must meet together for a common intention. A contract can then be defined as an agreement between two or more people, which the law recognizes as binding and enforceable. According to SAGE in the Nigerian Law of Contract, it says that a contract is an agreement which the law will recognize as affecting the legal rights and duties of the party. Therefore, from the definition, we realize that all contracts are agreements, but not all agreements are contracts. And why the Nigerian Law of Contract is an interesting topic is because it allows the party the freedom to make their own rules. Parties can make the rules that they want to govern their own contract. There are some contracts that are known as the domestic and social agreement. Therefore, the law will not compel a father to buy a new bicycle for his son because he promised him that if he passed his exam well, he was going to buy a bicycle. Because if all these kind of cases come into the court, it will pile up in the court and it would overwhelm the legal system. Now we'll be moving on to the element of a valid contract. Because for a contract to be legally valid, it must contain certain essential elements, which includes an offer which a party makes to another party, the acceptance which the other party receives, a consideration which is the basic reason why a party enters into a contract, and there must also be an intention to enter into a legal relation with that other party. So it's basically as offer, there must be an offer, there must be an acceptance, there must be consideration, and there must be an intention to enter into the legal relation with the other party. And as we've stated earlier, it is important that there is a consensus ad idem, which is the meeting of minds between both parties. We therefore have different categories of contracts, which includes the simple contract, the formal contract, the express and implied contract, the unilateral and bilateral contract. So the simple contracts are contracts which do not require any special form. They are also known as informal contracts, which means that they are not under seal. They can either be made expressly, impliedly, written, or they can just be made orally. Originally, simple contracts were also referred to as parole contracts, and parole contracts are contracts which are not written, which are verbal or oral. But now in modern times, lawyers apply the word parole to simply mean contracts which are made orally and which is not written. Therefore, there are four essential elements which must be present in a simple contract. The first is that the agreement must have been reached, which means that there must be an offer and an acceptance within the party. There must be the intention, that means that the party must have intended to create legal relations. There must be consideration, which means that the parties must have considered carefully the terms of the contract. Now we'll be moving on to the formal contract. In law, there are certain formalities to be followed in certain types of contracts, and this kind of contract includes the contract under seal, which is a contract which has been reduced to writing and signed by the two parties or parties to the contract, and it is impressed with a seal and is also delivered. This type of contract can be in the form of a deed or a covenant. Another category of contract is the express and implied contract. In the express contract, the terms of the contract are clearly stated in words, either orally or in writing, while in an implied contract, the terms are not stated. In an express contract, it is an oral contract in which the parties agree upon the terms orally at the time of entering into the contract, but in the implied contract, the legal obligations arise out of the mutual agreement and the intention to promise, but nothing is written down in the implied contract. Therefore, we'll be moving on to the unilateral and bilateral contract. And the unilateral contract, it is a one-sided contract where the promise is made by one of the two parties. Only one party to the contract has given a promise for an act which the law would enforce, and the contract is not concluded unless the offeree has performed his own part of the contract. In a bilateral contract, however, there is a two-sided contract where the promise is made by both parties. It involves the exchange of a promise for a promise, where A promises to pay B if B will do so and so for A. As we've stated, therefore, we have the formal contract, which is made by deed, signed, sealed, and delivered. We have the simple contract, which may be in writing or it may be oral. We have the express and implied contract, where in the express contract, the terms of the contract are clearly stated, whereas in the implied contract, the terms of the contract are not so stated. We've learned that there is a bilateral and unilateral contract, where the bilateral contract, there's an exchange of promise for promise, and the unilateral contract, it is a kind of contract where it's just one party can make the contract, such as the Khalil Akabolik smoke ball case, where the contract was made to the whole world. So in this podcast, we've discussed on the introduction to the Nigerian law of contract. We identified contract as an agreement between two parties which the law would recognize and enforce. We discussed that there must be consensus at DDEM, which includes the meeting of mind between both parties with a common intention to enter into the contract. And we also discussed that why contract is generally acceptable is because it is a form of law which allows the parties the freedom to make their own rules that will guide the contract. We discussed the element of a valid contract, which includes the offer, the acceptance, consideration, and the intention to enter into a legal relation between both parties. And we also identified the different categories of contract, which includes the formal contract, the simple contract, the express and implied contract, and also the unilateral and bilateral contract. In conclusion, therefore, a contract is enforceable when both parties come together and agree to something, and they back their promise up with money or something of value. Both of them therefore have the intention to carry out their promise, and what they promise to do must be within the law. So in our next podcast, we'll be discussing on the formation of a valid contract. I will be diving deeper into the essential elements of a valid contract. So we hope to have you join us, and thank you for joining today's podcast. See you next time.